Chicago's Afternoon News, 720 WGN. I'm Lisa Dent. Mayor Lori Lightfoot launched her re-election campaign last night. And Mayor Lightfoot, you've been on the road running and talking and visiting with people all day. How are you?
I'm doing good. It's always good when I'm out and meeting people in neighborhoods.
Okay, so many times I find myself defending you, not on policy or how you run the city of Chicago, but I'm a woman who spent her entire adult life in what was a male-dominated business, and I'm always defending your language or the way you address opponents. I tend to remind people that you've never reached the ROM level, but this is something you tackled in your campaign ad, and it's obviously something that's at the top of your mind as well, how people perceive you and the way you address opponents.
Well, look, the reality is, as you alluded to, when you're a woman in leadership, you're viewed through a very different lens than men. And I'm not going to apologize for being tough. You have to be tough to be able to do this job. There's not been a mayor that I'm aware of in the history of Chicago that hasn't been tough. And for me, the toughness comes from advocating for what people need in our city. There have been many people who've been locked out, been ignored, their concerns not addressed. And so the fight that I bring to the job is a fight for the people that I know desperately want to be dealt in to the greatness of the city, that they want an advocate as their mayor. And that's what I've tried to be in these 3 years. And that's what I'll continue to be as long as the voters send me back. And I'm seeking their vote 4 more years.
Mayor Lightfoot, everybody that has texted in is obviously addressing crime. Many of your challengers say job one is to fire CPD Superintendent David Brown. Today you said you support him 1,000%. So as a team, why can't you stop the constant carjackings and robberies? I mean, most people perceive crime to be out of control, and people are questioning why any family concerned about their safety or their kids' safety would want to even stay in the city.
Well, look, here's the truth of it. This year, we're 10% down in homicides. We're 15% down in shootings. And look, I know that, and I'm certainly not taking a victory lap. We've got a whole summer that we've got to get through, but we are making progress. And I want to make sure that people know that every single day, my top priority is public safety. 7 days a week, I'm working on these issues and doing it in concert with people in community. You know that these problems didn't just arise. They've been decades in the making. And anybody who says there's a simple solution, you got to be skeptical of them. Because if there was a simple solution to these complex, decades in the making problems, we would have already implemented it. That's not true. What is true is that we've got to work together to build solutions. We've got to hold violent, dangerous people accountable. That's job one. We've got to make sure that our police have the resources they need to do the job and that they're holding themselves accountable by making sure that they're present and visible in communities because people need to feel safe. The other thing that we need to do is keep pressing on the Cook County Criminal Courts because they've got to step up and do their role as well. We can do all our part in the city of Chicago, but as the mayor, I don't control the prosecutor's office. I don't control the courts. And the courts have got to listen to residents of this city who say enough with letting violent, dangerous people out on pretrial release. That makes our city less safe. So those are the things that we're leaning into, getting gangs off the streets, getting illegal guns off our streets, but also making sure that we continue to press the county to step up and do its part to hold violent, dangerous people accountable.
Go ahead, Lauren. I know you've got a question from the newsroom.
Yeah, Mayor Lightfoot, city officials obviously have a lot of work to do, as well as county officials, not just surrounding crime. And on that note, a few people have announced their plans to run against you for mayor, including two sitting aldermen. Do you worry this will impact the city council's ability to get things done before the election, that politics will play too much a role in decision making?
No, I'm not worried about it. I mean, look, it is a silly season, as I say. But I'm going to continue focus on making sure that we deliver for people. And anyone who wants to grandstand or stand in the way, they're going to stick out like a sore thumb. The vast majority of members of the city council understand that their job is to be responsive to the needs of the residents, not just in their ward, but the entire city. And we can't get any of those things done if we don't work together. That's how we've been able to close record levels, a budget deficits. That's how we've been able to make the kind of investments that the city council passed a year ago, $1.2 billion led by my team. We're going to continue to deliver. And the people who don't want to, they, as I said, they're going to be sticking out like a sore thumb. And I hope, frankly, that the voters hold them accountable.
Do you still support Kim Fox?
Look, what I will say is this. As I said before, every part of the criminal justice ecosystem has to step up. And the state's attorney is no different. We are trying to work as collaboratively as we can because that's what's in the best interest of our residents. When she signs off on charges, that is a good thing for our city. We don't agree on every issue, and we're not going to agree on every issue, but we've got to find common ground because that's what the residents need and respect and expect from us.
Mayor Lightfoot, one of the people texting in right now, said, please ask the mayor why it seems as if the middle, lower class, hardworking, law-abiding people of the city are carrying the financial burden of the mismanagement of money in this city. Between getting taxed at every turn and trying to raise my family, I'm getting buried in this city.
Well, listen, I hear that listener loud and clear. That's why from day one of my administration, we've done a number of things to relieve the burden on working families. Number one, the city used to tax through fines and fees. We were the number one filer city for bankruptcies, personal bankruptcies, because people owed debt to the city. I just was at an event on the West Side, and there was a woman there who told me that her son, because of the programs that we've implemented, got $40,000 in debt wiped away because he has entered into a payment plan. He's made good on that payment plan. So whether it's fines and fees, whether it's water relief, sewer and water bills, we are working very, very hard to make sure that the working families of the city can live in the city. And we also know that working families are struggling. That's why we've implemented the largest targeted financial assistance program in the country at $31 million. That's going to be $500 a month for 5,000 families for a year to make sure that we give them some breathing room. The things that we've done for small businesses, because you know a lot of working class members of our city, they work in small businesses. So the $100 million that we put into a small business resiliency fund at the height of the pandemic, the other things that we've done with the Neighborhood Opportunity Fund and other assistance that we provided to small businesses to keep them afloat and to keep them hiring workers, that all ends up in reduced taxes and more money in the pocket of everyday Chicagoans.
Okay, before we let you go, how do your White Sox do this year?
Oh, you know, I just said to somebody the other day, I hope we have the reverse of last year. You may remember the first half of the season, we were the best team in baseball, and then we sputtered coming out after the All-Star break. My hope is that we have the reverse. We're having a lot of challenges, and the biggest thing is we got too many people injured and out. We got to get those people back healthy, and I'm hoping that after the All-Star break, we're going to come roaring back and into the playoffs.
Mayor Lightfoot, I hope you come back on Chicago's Afternoon News and address all the questions that come in from our audience. I would appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. Take care, you guys.
Coming up next, we'll check in with Mike Vaccara. He's going to talk about what we're going to see on TV tomorrow night about the January 6th hearings. Right now, a check on weather and traffic with Mary Vandeveld.